Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk, and as always, we're broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs, Georgia. As a reminder, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X, and also at Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. And don't forget about Facebook, you know, little old Facebook. Make sure you check us out there, Business Radio X and Atlanta Business Radio. You can leave your thoughts and comments, and you'll be able to see photos of today's in-studio guests. And now, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio two gentlemen who are representing Atlanta and Atlanta doing good things. First, let's say hello to Andy Powell with Alchemy Polymers. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Thanks for having us here.
My pleasure. Tell us just a little bit about Alchemy Polymers.
We're a manufacturer of polyurethanes that are used for different types of infrastructure repair applications. Everything from sealing leaks in concrete structures like dams, water treatment plants. We also do soil stabilization resins where we can permeate soil and make soil become hard like concrete so that you can build on it and keep your structure maybe from falling into the earth. And then we also do the newest cool thing that's going on is the slab lifting polyurethanes where we actually can use two component structural polymers to lift heavy things like airport runways and railroad tracks, buildings, foundations, all kinds of cool stuff.
Wow, that is cool. So we'll dive deeper into the polymer world with Andy in here in just a moment. But let's also introduce to the program today, Chow Nguyen. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Ryan. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. You're with HireWire, is that right?
That's right.
And that's just only your latest kind of endeavor, but you have quite an extensive background in startups and businesses, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This is my second venture. So I guess they call you a serial entrepreneur after one. So supposedly I'm a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah, and your first adventure was?
My first company was called Campus Special.
Yes.
Which was actually based out of Duluth. And we were in 165 cities in the country, 500 colleges.
Man.
And we did college deals, online food ordering, discounts, and loyalty for the college demographic.
And then you were able to sell that business or someone bought you out, right?
Yeah, yeah. We sold it to a public company out west in Silicon Valley in 2014.
Mm-hmm. So, and then that led you on to your next journey, which we'll learn more about here in just a moment. So please stay patient and stay with us as we now turn our focus back to Andy and Alchemy Polymers. You were part of the founding group of this organization. Is that right?
That's right. I had a unique background that made me a good fit for this company. And then the best part was my best friend, Steve, was the one that started the business. And when he said he wanted to do this on his own, he was like, Andy, will you come help me get this thing going?
What year was that?
This was, we started at the very end of 2012, opened the doors in January of 2013. And now we're in 2016. We're going into our fourth year, and things are going great.
Business is good.
We have doubled in size each year.
All right. And so, and your business is located where?
We're over in Tucker.
Okay.
Walk out the front door, you can see Stone Mountain from where our office is.
It's got to be nice.
It's nice.
Right. And you got a good staff over there?
We do. I've got a great marketing director, Craig, who you probably work through to help set this up. And then Steve's a great leader. He's a really smart business guy. Mm-hmm. Got good production guys. Just hired a brand new operations manager who's going to help us because we're growing. And yeah, we've got a great staff.
Well, let's go back to 2012 when you were beginning this whole thing. You know, how did you know this was the right fit for you? Was it the convincing of your old high school or old friend? What in your heart told you this was the right mission for you?
Well, it was a perfect timing kind of thing for me. One, I always kind of knew Steve and I were going to work together at some point, but I had 20 years of experience working in the infrastructure industry, mostly in the concrete pipe and products, some field work as a technician doing concrete pipe repair, fixing underground infrastructure problems. So I understood how the products work out in the field. And then we were hammered by the recession. And so that pipe industry, the home building industry, it really took a big dive, lost lots of contacts. And so I was kind of looking at this time for something to get back into. And the company that I was with at the time, you know, they were downsizing. And it turned out that Steve's timing was perfect when he said, I want to start doing this business because it's recession proof. and let's do it. And I was like, man, you're here at the right time. Let's
That's right. Recession proof in the sense that, you know, concrete is something that people, it's all over the place. And mm-hmm. it's in the old stuff and the new stuff and all and everything in between. And that's what you're able to service, right?
That's right. Infrastructure is constantly failing. You know, as soon as concrete's poured, it starts to, you know, the elements start working on it yep. and it starts to deteriorate. And if you can't replace it or build something new, you can always repair it and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like auto body shop. You know, they're right. always going to stay in business because yeah. people are always having to get their cars fixed.
That's right. It's like the funeral business as well, mm-hmm. right? People are always dying. So
dying to get in.
Yeah, dying to get in. So, but that's, and the concrete itself, like I said, it's going up in so many structures these days. Are you helping both residential and commercial places with your products?
We do. We have all kinds of different applications. So in some cases, anytime there's a below grade structure, whether it's a residential house here in Atlanta that's got a basement, sometimes those concrete walls crack and they leak. And so we have materials to fix those leaks. Same thing could be said for an elevator pit mm-hmm. or a MARTA subway tunnel, something like that. Those are constantly the elements fighting on them, water pressure fighting on it, trying to get through and leaking. Dams are constantly leaking. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they build a brand new dam, they start leaking.
That's right. So we know that these products are needed, but who are these companies you're actively marketing to or trying to get in front of so they can use your products?
There are a select group of specialty concrete repair contractors that we work with for like leak sealing and concrete repair materials. Mm-hmm. We also work with geotechnical contractors in a lot of areas like such as Florida, Tennessee, places where they have certain types of geology that allows for things like sinkholes and settling ground. So I spent a lot of time in Florida calling on the big contractors that are doing geotechnical work, fixing sinkholes, stabilizing mm-hmm. foundations and buildings and highways.
I see. Right.
And some municipalities, too, because yeah. municipalities are managing their water systems, and they're constantly fighting inflow and infiltration. That's water that finds its way into the pipes, and it mm-hmm. has to, and it costs money to treat that water.
All right.
So if we can seal those leaks up, we can save the counties and the municipalities some money. So,
mm-hmm. and that's always a good thing, saving money for sure. Mm-hmm. So are there other manufacturers out there offering similar types of products? And if there are, what makes yours different?
I think that, definitely there are, and, you know, we don't ever sell against our competitors. We kind of feel like, you know, there's not a fixed pie that we have to split up between everybody. Let's grow the pie and make it bigger because there's more and more applications that we find for our products that engineers and property owners aren't even aware of. You know, we keep finding each week something will come up where it's like, wow, I didn't know you could use your product to do that.
Right.
And suddenly there's a new market. But there are several. There's probably 10 suppliers in our industry. I think what sets us apart is we have a lot of field experience. We've worked as contractors out in the field,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a good management staff right now. And we're very, very focused on a specific few products instead of trying to have lots of products. That's
right.
what sets us apart. We can bang out our few products and make them the best that they are and repeat it just time and time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So our customers, when they try our products, they're like, wow, that's the best one we've tried. You know, please just keep focusing on that and don't try to have a different product for every single application.
Right. And the folks you have representing these products are industry experts, are very knowledgeable and able to relate that to the customer when in the application of each of the products.
That's correct.
And that's good to have. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to have someone who's just an expert salesman selling something they don't know anything about.
That's right.
And so there's a couple of philosophies along that for sure. And like you mentioned, concrete repair can help cities, it can help homes, it can help individuals, it can help businesses. But what are some of those hurdles that you find that you're coming up against when you're trying to, you know, offer your services and products to them?
You know, ultimately, the customer is the property owner, somebody that's got a problem. Even though we're selling to contractors, we kind of all have to be on the same page. And so we're ultimately dealing with a property owner, and sometimes they don't understand what they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And we're oftentimes fixing things that you can't see, like what's going on underneath my slab. I can't believe that you're telling me there's a hole big enough to park
right.
a VW down under my slab, and it's going to
trust
cost
you
as much. There's got to be an element of trust. You got to have some, be able to prove what's going on. You got to be able to warranty
mm-hmm.
the kind of work that you're doing to give people, you know, the confidence of, you know, spending that money. And you've got to be able to let them know that, you know, if they're not going to treat this now,
right,
that it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
And, So.
Yeah, and it's preventative maintenance. It certainly is a way to ensure the infrastructure a little more, mm-hmm. so you can protect yourself against the elements, because those are always deteriorating the concrete, as you mentioned.
That's right.
And in Atlanta, you know, there's a lot of these foundation repair companies. They've made themselves quite prominent in a lot of the media channels out there. But you can also have a guy just drive up in your pickup truck and says, hey, I can fix your foundation. So you want to know that you're trusting someone as well as their products and their services.
That's right. All of our, the contractors that we work with, we train. So we can certify them. They get a certification, you know, that we produce for them, like a diploma,
mm-hmm.
saying this is a contractor, this particular person
certified.
Is certified to
right.
install, you know, the Alchemy Polymer products. And that's the only way, you know, that we can really stand behind it, because we can provide a product warranty. But if it's not installed correctly,
yeah.
you know, then it can come back and reflect on us. Hey, this didn't work. And we can say, well, guy wasn't trained.
Yes. He
didn't install it properly. So we kind of all have to be on the same page, you know, and it's good for the industry as a whole, too, mm-hmm. because if somebody's polyurethane fails, it reflects on everybody. So.
What do you see the trends in the industry these days? Where do you see it going over the rest of this year and beyond?
Well, just look at any of the reports from some of the big companies that like Black & Veatch, the guys that do every year, they do a report on the infrastructure for the whole country.
Okay.
And they give it most of the country like a D-.
Wow.
There's just unlimited amounts of highway, bridges, pipes, aging infrastructure all mm-hmm. over the United States that's got to be fixed.
Yeah, they've got to repair or replaced.
It has to be.
So what do you need more of at Alchemy Polymers? Do you need more staff? Do you need more outreach to, are you trying to expand? What's on the horizon for the company itself?
Well, actually, it's good timing for that question. At the end of this month, we will be tripling our size in terms of square feet.
So new space.
New space.
Right?
We've added a new operations manager that started last week.
All right.
And he's got his head about to explode with all this.
But he's going to oversee some new production and some larger production facility.
That's right.
And so that's great.
And then, of course, we need more sales horsepower because, you know, they're going to have more capacity to produce
mm-hmm.
new tanks, new production equipment. So the boss is going to be looking at me, even though I'm listed as technical consultant, I'm actually our sales manager.
Okay.
Other things as well. And
yeah.
so they're expecting results. You know, we've got to be able to support the bigger facility with more sales. So we're pushing hard.
And you have a strategy for that? Are you going to get out and just, you know, beat the street a few more and shake some more hands? Are you going to attend trade shows? Or how are you going to get in front of these new clients?
We're doing a lot of stuff. We've got a series of trade shows that we've been doing, everything from, you know, concrete repair trade shows to Society of American Military Engineers to try to learn about how we can help get into Corps of Engineer jobs.
Government contracting,
like government
if you get into that. Wow, yeah.
Things like that. We're doing, I do talks for groups like BOMA
mm-hmm.
and IFMA, which are facility management associations. So I can speak to audiences and tell them right. about things that they may not be aware
yeah.
of, try to create awareness. We've partnered with a company called the Prisma Group up in North Carolina. They're consultants that specialize in seawall and marine engineering. And they've got me set up with all kinds of engineering firms to do lunch and learns to tell them
that's
about
great.
One of our products that's good for seawall remediation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get into that business too because there are seawalls that mm-hmm. line the coast of America.
And they're all failing.
Yes, and either got to repair or replace. And either way, Alchemy Polymer is going to be involved because when you replace, you want to seal it right away once that concrete goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And or you're replacing it, you're still using some of your products. So you're getting them coming in, going, it sounds like. That's great.
They start leaking as soon as you put them together. The soil starts trying to find a way to get out from behind it due to hydrostatic pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we have ways of sealing that off. And also existing seawalls, we can inject polymers into the joints and areas where sand is escaping from behind the seawalls.
Mm-hmm.
We can stabilize your property, keep your house from starting to
yep.
settle and sink. And so we're getting all kinds of
And as
of
you
business.
Said, you're always finding new applications for your products as well. Engineers or people out there testing them in the field. Before you know it, you could seal a mountainside or something with this stuff.
We're going to seal oil wells next.
Okay, yeah.
And oil wells
that could be
our next project.
That's lofty mm-hmm. goal, but it's certainly in need. And that could take you into internationally with some of your services.
That would be in Canada, actually. So
yeah,
it is.
Right. In the oil sands of Canada.
That's right.
How about that? So I see your company slogan is powerful polymers, painless procedures, rapid results. Is that your something you came up with?
That's something we spent a whole Saturday. It doesn't sound like much, those three little phrases, but we spent a whole Saturday to come up with that. And we were analyzing, you know, who is our customer? And we kept focusing on our contractors. And then we all of a sudden realized, you know, it's not the contractor, it's the property owner. And what does a property owner need the most? They want something that's going to be quick, painless, and it's going to be strong.
Have results.
And so they can depend on it, and then they can be back in business quickly, you know, have the results that they're looking for. So
Alchemy Polymers, powerful polymers, painless procedures, rapid results. You can find all their information at alchemypolymers.com. You can also check them out on facebook.com/alchemypolymers and on Twitter, twitter.com/alchemypolymers. You guys are very active on social media and certainly out there doing good work, both locally for the city of Atlanta, for the state of Georgia and beyond. So you guys have clients all over the country, right?
We have clients China, Mexico,
so all over the world,
Peru.
Fantastic. You know,
we're talking to people in South
Africa.
Wherever
there's concrete.
Russia, everywhere.
Yeah, as soon as there'll be concrete on Mars, Alchemy Polymers will be there too.
Right? We want to be there first. Get it stabilized before they pour the concrete.
That's true. So, well, very good. And I also want to give a quick shout out to Chris Everett for introducing us and recommending you as a guest on the show. So thank you, Chris, if you're listening.
Yes.
He was a guest here a few months back. So thank you so much. And so thank you, Andy, for joining us. Any other information you'd like to share about Alchemy Polymers? Any events or places that people can find you coming up here soon?
Well, right now is kind of the downtime for trade shows and things like that. That'll crank back up in the fall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, look for us. If you're members of any kind of a property management type association, we'll be giving talks and presentations and things like that. And if you work for engineering firms, we'll probably be reaching out to you to,
yeah,
you know, to let you know about some of the things you may not be aware of.
For sure. If you're in the construction business and you don't know about Alchemy Polymers, you need to.
That's right.
They can begin to partner with you and work with you and help you service your clients and customers more effectively. So thank you so much, Andy, for joining us. I wish you much success going forward. And please come back and be a guest real soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. And now we reintroduce to the program Chow Nguyen. He is founder and CEO of HireWire. When did you start HireWire?
So we technically incorporated in May of 2015 and got the business going. We raised a round of $2 million from angel investors in August, and we built our technology and just launched it in January.
January of 2016.
Yep.
And it's now available for the public to consume, right?
Got it.
Well, tell them why they should get plugged into HireWire.
Sure. So HireWire is an on-demand hiring app. So if you think about the on-demand apps today, you can press a button to get a town car or a cab like Uber. Mm-hmm. You can press a button to get food delivered like Grubhub, or you can press a button to have your groceries delivered. You haven't done that yet. That's pretty cool. So now what we've done is we've broken the mold on hiring and introduced an on-demand hiring app where you can press a button and hire people. And it really is working very, very well. So
it's designed for an employer to have this app. So if they're looking for employees, they just go on to HireWire and immediately get connected with someone who fits the profile that they're looking for.
You got it. So the way it works is it's a marketplace, not a job board or job app. So most of the job apps out there are kind of an incremental improvement over the online classifieds model. So the last time there was real disruption and innovation in the space was when Craigslist came out in 1995. It's been 20 years now, and Craigslist is still kind of the standard when it comes to hourly workers.
Yeah.
So today we're focused on the underserved blue collar hourly workers, not white collar. Mm-hmm. In the white collar space, you have LinkedIn, CareerBuilder, Monster. And so this is the less crowded, underserved audience. And what we've done is we've created an anti-job board. Okay. So generally a job seeker would go out and look for jobs, right? They go look for listings, they go apply, they'd attach the resume and fill out online applications. Our slogan is let your next job find you.
Okay.
And so here's how it works. As a job seeker, you don't look for jobs. You post a profile, which includes picture, job history, and video interview. That takes you 5 minutes.
No resume.
5 minutes all on your phone on our free app.
Yep.
And then what happens is as a job seeker, you say, here are my qualifications. Here's when I can work. Here's how much I'll work for. And here's the farthest I'm willing to travel, because hourly workers, location matters.
That is huge.
Huge. So a white collar professional can commute an hour, but you're not going to go commute 45 minutes to go work a 3-hour shift for $10 an hour, right?
Correct.
And so location matters. Now, the beauty of this is that you're done. As a job seeker, you build a profile. You say when and where you can work and how much for. And then employers actually reach out to you. Mm. And so on the employer side, instead of posting an ad on a job board and then waiting for their email inbox to flood with 100 applications, most of which are not qualified, and then figuring out who's good, vetting them, calling them, it's a lot of wasted time. And so instead, we're giving the employer the power on our app to search. And that's the big difference here.
And they can break it down the search types they want. They can, you know, if they're looking for a particular employee, you know, kind of profile, they can customize that search to that.
You got it. So let's say I own a restaurant, which is the first vertical that we're focused on right now. And I need to find a bartender or a server or a line cook. I specifically do a search that says, okay, bartender, 4 years experience. I pay X dollars an hour and they must be 5 miles away.
That's it.
And then I hit search and in real time,
their picture comes up, their work history comes up, and a video, you said.
You got it. And that's really the kicker because, Ryan, most employers who have hired people before can tell you that they know within the first 60 seconds of meeting somebody if they're going to hire them or not. So instead of going through hours of work, why not press play and see that candidate answer 4 predefined interview questions?
Right.
And if you don't like them, next.
Yeah, move on. Swipe left or swipe right, right? That's all you got to do.
One of those,
yeah. So, but then you're able to search particularly. Now, from the job seeker's point of view, this seems like a little bit like kind of set it and forget it. And I'm just kind of wait and see. And you may, in some cases, go a long time without getting. So can you go back and update your profile or add a new video or something if you feel like 30 days has gone by, no one's called me, you know?
Sure. So that would be an issue if it was kind of the old job board process. But we have a marketplace where in Atlanta, there are over 1,000 restaurants today, some retail and hospitality actively hiring. And in this segment, in this service industry, turnover is 150% on average.
Right.
So almost every single day, these guys need to hire somebody. And there are over 1,000 people on this platform now. And so you're not really waiting around because it's on-demand hiring. So we have a lot of density inside the perimeter and we're growing north and south. Mm-hmm. And so if you put a profile up and you're qualified, you're going to hear from somebody in under 24 hours.
Yeah, you're confident that somebody will reach out to you.
We know it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we've been live
for
a couple months now.
So that gives some reassurance to the job seeker out there that this is a faster, more effective, simpler way to connect with those employees that you want to connect with. And you mentioned, you said you're focusing particularly on the blue collar jobs. Mm-hmm. I need to know, is radio host blue collar or white collar? I haven't figured that one out yet.
we'll create a category for
you,
but I think you're doing fine.
Thanks so much. Yeah. But then you want to be able to help a lot of different professionals out there and connect them with the employees that are looking for talent. And I recently heard someone say in the studio that 80% of jobs that become available are never posted, and that most of them go through a personal network. And so you kind of circumventing that is another challenge in itself.
Sure. You know, the three most common ways that an employer would replace a employee who quits is that they generally go to Craigslist, which is number one. They ask their network of employees, you know, word of mouth.
Yep.
And then they post help wanted signs.
Help wanted signs.
2016.
Yeah.
Post help wanted signs.
On the phone pole at the intersection.
You got it. And that's what tells you that the space is in desperate need of disruption and innovation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you can definitely go the word of mouth route, but you still have to vet the candidate, spend time with them. And what we find is most of the time wasted is sitting down with a candidate that you know you're not going to hire. Okay. So imagine you have done the work, you bring them in, and you have an appointment, you sit down, and within seconds, you just know this is not going to work out. They either showed up late, or the way they present themselves, they don't have good communication skills, they don't look you in the eye. Mm-hmm. 60 seconds, you'll know. Yeah. But the problem is, you're stuck with them for a little bit, right? And that's the beauty of being able to watch videos in the comfort of your own home, late night when you're closing in your pajamas. Mm-hmm. You can basically do interviewing in the palm of your hand in minutes.
Yeah, and this may even bypass the whole human resources department. Right. So the CEO can be right on his phone and all these applications are rolling in to the desk over here. But he says, no, I like Sally Joe from Marietta. I want to have her on my team.
Right. So this is really new, but I can tell you that in a very short period of time, the thought of hiring somebody based off of words on a piece of paper will seem archaic.
Really?
And the only way you'll do it is by pressing play.
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
And I want to see this happen. You definitely, I think it's a possibility. The way mobile technology is today and the way people are connecting, it certainly just makes sense to be able to do that through your smartphone or elsewhere. So you're only in Atlanta right now, but there is possibilities to grow further, right?
Yeah. So we're treating Atlanta as our beta test, mm-hmm. and we're doing that with the intent of perfecting the product. And so right now we have 1,000 employers using the app, giving us great feedback. We have over 10,000 job seekers using the app actively, and that's doubling month over month. The great thing about doing a small market and intense market focus like service industry is that we can saturate this market. And so very soon, whether it's fast food or casual or fine dining, you'll go into any restaurant, any service business, and there will be an employee there that was hired through HireWire.
Through HireWire. And then other markets, other businesses, and then growing from there. And so how, let's say you wanted to go to St. Louis next. How do you kind of set up shop there? Do you have a plan the same way to approach that city as you did Atlanta?
Yes. So we are in the middle of raising our Series A round of funding in order to take HireWire to the 10 biggest cities. And we believe that that'll be done somewhere in the next few months.
Okay.
And then at that point, we'll have nailed the product. We'll come out with 2.0 version, which is a vast improvement over our first version. And we'll be in position to take this and scale it to multiple cities. And we believe that this kind of concept is not just a national business, it could be a global business.
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to look for staff yourself, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to use HireWire?
Of course.
Right. But it's a white-collar job if you're working for you guys.
We might make an exception.
Okay, that sounds good to me. And so, yeah, you're growing the business. What else do you need more of? You need more funding? Or do you think this is going to be enough to get you in a good foothold, start being cash flow positive?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about these technology businesses is that the cost to build good technology, world-class technology, is very expensive. The cost to maintain it and scale it is very expensive. And because we're building a marketplace, which is different from an e-commerce site another kind of digital business, we have two sides to it, right? We have job seekers and we have employers. Mm-hmm. And so much like a marketplace on eBay or say Craigslist or Auto Trader where you buy or sell your car, we have buyers and sellers. And our buyers are the employers. And our sellers are the job seekers, and they're selling and buying each other's time. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to scale that kind of business, and it's a local business too, we have to be able to go to LA, New York, Chicago, and all the major cities. And that's why we're treating Atlanta as our test market. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're getting very, very close to getting everything in the right place. And at that point, it's a matter of capital and execution.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, there's no charge for the employee, a job seeker, to post a video or profile. And what about a charge for the employer to go on there and look?
That's right. So for the job seeker, it's free.
Yeah.
So they really have nothing to lose. If they invest 5 minutes, they will get multiple options and opportunities. So give you an idea, a typical job seeker that is qualified and builds a full profile, they're getting hired within 24 or 48 hours.
That's fantastic.
They download the app at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. They start getting bites that morning throughout mm-hmm. the afternoon. Mm-hmm. They go in the interview the next day. They walk home with a job.
That's great.
That's the future of hiring.
Right. And didn't cost them anything but 5 minutes of their time.
You got it. Cost them nothing. And then for the employer, we have a very unique model where instead of posting and paying for a job listing and then mm-hmm. hoping you get somebody, as an employer, you can browse profiles, pictures, video, and job history. And you only pay when you find a candidate you like. And at that point, you connect with them and we reveal their contact information.
Okay.
So think of it kind of like a dating app, mm-hmm. but for hiring, where you see a candidate you like, it's a good fit. You even get to chat with them in app. So you can ask questions for free. You can ask questions like, can you work nights? Can you mm-hmm. work weekends? Mm-hmm. Do you have a ServSafe, certification? And if any of that goes wrong, or it's not a fit, then you move on. You paid nothing. You've lost nothing.
Yeah.
And you've saved a lot of time. If you do find a candidate that you want to connect with, then you pay, and you can pay per connect, or you can do a subscription.
That's great. And then what about linking through other social media? Like LinkedIn's a big profile area. So is that going to be integrated into, or is that part of your thoughts there?
Sure. I would say LinkedIn is focused more on the white-collar professional mm-hmm. space, and we're kind of filling this need in the lower-end range. But you'd be surprised. There are 77 million hourly and part-time workers in the U.S. And I saw a statistic that was released by the Department of Labor the other day that said that 51% of people in the U.S. make less than $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is covering a lot of people.
Yeah, hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the companies out there, especially in technology, are focusing on white-collar and professional because there's more higher margins there. But
yeah,
here we have
right.
a lot of volume because turnover
That's right.
is so rampant.
Right. And we've seen that in staffing services that have been popular here in Atlanta through the years, whether it be just, I need someone in the office for a few weeks, They were really popular in the 90s and the early 2000s for sure, when this kind of dropped off now. But it's very similar to that, where you're providing a need for those underserved, unemployed people out there. And we know that finding good talent is very difficult these days.
Sure. I want to let you in on a neat little secret that I think a lot of people don't know. See, hourly workers might feel like they're replaceable and not valued because they're not paid as much as, say, their counterparts in the white collar space. But in the service industry, it's hard to find good people, mm-hmm. good, reliable people with a strong work ethic, great attitude, that actually want to work. And what's neat about this being in the space is that we're finding that these people are actually in demand. These employers are looking hard yeah. for these people. So if you have a place, a microphone where you can say, hire me, here's why I'm good, these are my qualifications, you will find yourself in a great position, because good help is hard to find.
Right. And then there may be, and not to put you on the spot though, but some people don't have a smartphone. They're still an hourly employee and they don't have connection, you know, that way, and they're looking for a job. You know, how can we suggest them to get involved?
Sure. You know, we definitely thought about that when we decided which platforms we're going to build. So right now we have iOS, which is Apple, mm-hmm. iPhone, and we have Android. You'd be surprised, that covers just about everybody. We rarely have had an issue where somebody didn't have an iPhone or Android. And it's amazing, you know, people from homeless people to people living in Nepal have cell phones.
You're
now.
Right.
And so that's the world we live in, and, yeah, and that's how we chose these
no,
two.
No, we saw a statistic recently here, over 6 billion cell phones in the world, and there's only 4 billion toothbrushes in the world. So we see where the world's priorities are these days, for sure. And so this is great, you know, not only for Atlanta, but for employees, employers. Hire Wire is certainly growing and growing fast. And probably pretty soon we'll go from Business Radio X to Bloomberg News. And you'll leave a little old Business Radio X in the dust. But we're proud of you and proud of Atlanta. So why Atlanta for you? Are you from Atlanta?
Yeah, so I'm actually from the West Coast. I grew up in Oregon, spent time in LA. But I started my last company in Los Angeles and moved it to Atlanta.
Why is that?
The short story is I met a girl.
That is the shortest story of all. And it does cause that happen sometimes. So, okay. So a girl brought you to Atlanta. You end up selling or, you know, getting bought out of your other business. And then you were already here. And that's when HireWire kind of came on, come to life.
Yeah. So that's what brought me here. But I really think Atlanta is one of the best kept secrets in the country for cities to build businesses in. Mm-hmm. It's affordable to live in. The, you know, the talent is there. Mm-hmm. It's just a great place for any business. But, you know, technology itself is growing very, very rapidly. And Atlanta is considered the hub of the South when it comes to technology.
Oh, yeah. And lots of different kinds. Healthcare IT, fintech, you know, there's lots of different technology development going on here. And people do compare us and say, you know, we're the Silicon Valley of the South. Well, a lot of ways, Silicon Valley, that's all they have is the tech space. Atlanta has so much more, and such a rich arts community and culture. We're a bunch of little cities connected into one larger city. And so you're finding that you're finding the resources you need, the help you need when it comes to development and growing your business all right here in Atlanta.
You got it.
That's good. And Andy, back to you for a second to talk about Atlanta and your thoughts. And I know you're from the city, but why Atlanta now and continuing to be the headquarters of Alchemy Polymers?
Atlanta's got great schools. And so for our employer and our employees that have kids, you know, we've got good schools for them to go to. Mm-hmm. We have good access to transportation, which is excellent. We can reach probably about a quarter of the country in a one-day shipping point on just regular LTL freight, which makes yeah. shipping and getting your goods affordable and yeah. quick. Good access to the raw materials that we need. Good access for doing international type work if we need to ship goods to another country. You know, it's affordable, as Mr. Cho mentioned over mm-hmm. here. And, you know, good access to good employees. So it's just, yeah, it's just a great climate. I mean, it's perfect for where you'd want to have a business.
That's good. Yeah, we hear that a lot about Atlanta, and it's a great place to be and a great place to grow your business for sure. So, we know on the horizon for HireWire, you guys are going to try to grow and dominate 10 cities in the country here real soon. But if people want to get involved now and learn more information about you and your organization now, how would they do so?
Yes, they can go to HireWire.com, which is HireWire.com, and learn more there. We have testimonials from employers who have used the app and seen success. We have testimonials from job seekers that have used the app. And they can also go to the App Store or Google Play and download the HireWire app for free. And, you know, it's up and live. And You know, if you're looking for a job, or you have a job and you're unhappy, but you just don't have time to search for another one, or maybe you aren't working, but you're just looking for extra hours to supplement your income, there's very, very little to lose in building a profile and a lot to gain.
Is there ever going to be a place for this on the web itself? Like taking it from the mobile devices to the actual desktop devices?
Yeah, it's a great question. We are carefully considering a web application. And the reason why I say that with hesitation is because back 10 years ago, people did not walk around with the equivalent of a supercomputer in their pocket.
Right.
And the fact that we have that now and it's so mobile, that is that is where the world is, and that's where the world is going. And because of that, everything happens faster, right? So you imagine the job process today, if I do it the old fashioned way and I send an email and then the guy is busy and maybe he goes back to his computer a few hours later, that whole process could take hours. And the ironic part is that the need is urgent, right? When a service business employer needs to hire somebody, they don't need them in a week or a few days. They need them right
now.
And so the beauty of mobile is that as a job seeker, that is in my pocket. And as an employer, it's in your pocket. And so you could be walking around, running your business, you know, being on the floor and multitasking of talking to candidates, bringing them in and having them come that same day. All that happens faster with mobile. But to answer your question, it is possible that we do the web app. We're trying really hard not to.
Right.
But, you know, only time will tell.
We'll see for sure. So if you have any other big announcements or great things to say about HireWire, please come back and be a guest on the program anytime. We appreciate you being on the show today. And for Andy, for you going forward, you know, tell our listeners again how they can get in touch with Alchemy Polymers.
Well, certainly our website, alchemypolymers.com, the whole company name. Alchemypolymers. I have to spell it a lot because some people don't know alchemy, but that's the best way to reach us. You know, contact us, call us. We've got good technical support people. If you're a property owner or a homeowner, commercial, residential, industrial, got an issue you're concerned about, we can set you in the right direction.
Very good. And as always, you're invited to come back and be a guest on the studio. If you have any other big announcements or would you like to come say hello, we appreciate you taking time out today to be on Atlanta Business Radio.
Ryan, thanks very much.
All right. We are Business Radio X, amplifying the voice of business. If your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page on the website at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.